Hello again, loyal fans. This is Joshua from Joshua's Obvious Hour. I'm here today for actually do a report, not just yell out random letters and gibberish like I did before. This report today will be on the dangers of naming your child. The name originated from the island of and, it's a very popular name there. There, the culture and the language is very sketchy, and it's hard to know what one thing is from another. For example, the word bleh and bleh, those are two words that, sound very similar to the untrained ear, but in their language, the bleh means, coconut milk, and bleh means fiery pit of doom. You can really see how that can be confusing. For instance, if you said, please pass the bleh at the dinner table, that would be saying, could you please pass the fiery pit of doom? I don't know about you, but that would be very terrifying if someone asked for a fiery pit of doom at my dinner table. Okay, so, anyway, I have some reports, real live reports, from people who, have been named from this island, unfortunately. One such incident occurs in a bar in Memphis, Texas. Memphis isn't in Texas, but I don't know. That's what it says here on this paper. So, okay. His name is Jones, and this is basically what happened. So, very attractive female comes up to him and asks his name, and he responds, which is his name, but, we can assume here that she backed away very slowly, because it's not written on the paper what happened next. Pretty sure he didn't want to, you know, keep writing after that happened to him. I mean, that's very traumatic. It's because his parents chose a really dumb name for him. Okay, so another such incident occurs in, Indiana somewhere. There's no city written down. A young boy, one second, let me check my notes. Oh, here it is. It's, Simmons. He went to his friend's house, and they, introduced himself there as and his friend's mother kicked him out of the house immediately because she said that I'm not gonna have a person of his needs in my house getting hurt and then suing us, his parents suing us for damages to his body or something. Shortly after that, she called his parents and told them to take him to an oral surgeon to fix his accent or voice. So you can also see it affects your social life and your romantic life. Around there, their day-to-day progress is, well, not progress as much as living, but the day-to-day living is very awkward and unusual. We have another report of a person from an AA meeting, as you would call it. That's what I can best translate it as. He said, what he was trying to say was, my name is, and I'm an alcoholic. But what he really said was, my name is, and I am armchair. Don't you see how that can be really, really confusing in day-to-day life? Introducing yourself as an armchair. Yeah. Okay, so, basically, the conclusion of this report is don't name your kid, soda, dog, Neopet, whatever. I don't know or care what you hold dear to yourself and cherish with all your heart. Basically, just don't name them bleh, or other original names from the island of this has been Joshua's Obvious Hour, obviously. And, your reporter today has been Josh, obviously. I'll see you guys later.